Okay. This is going to be a quick speech because the speech doesn't really matter. What matters is that we get the fuck to work. The enemy is trapped under our camp, and it's on us to keep them trapped there and then to kill them when they log on. An opportunity like this only comes around like once a decade. This is going to be a high-risk, high-reward play. Our goal is to annihilate as many Pass P Titans as we can before downtime. We don't give a shit about the M2 Keepstar. We have like 45 more of them. Our enemies have assembled the largest blue donut in history. Despite that, we continue to kick the shit out of them. While ProGod Legend and Villy spew lies about how they're happy with losing 130 Titans to us, the Pass P line members know damn well that they got shredded in the last battle. We believe that 40% of the enemy supercap fleet is trapped in our bubble camp. A good proportion of them are just hoping to get out of this alive somehow and escape our wrath. Many of the enemy capitals are also low on fuel, out of fighters, out of Strant, low on ammo. Meanwhile, we're recharged. We've been relentlessly working to prepare for this fight to give us the best possible odds of victory. We have achieved first blood yet again. The enemy is down 5 Titans already today, including 2, apparently, from ProGod Legend himself, got ganked by Snuffed Out, which is pretty hilarious. Meanwhile, our situation is excellent. Our war bonds have been a tremendous success. Our allies have already had their lost Titans replaced due to the heroic work of the finance team. However, and this is something I want everybody to keep in mind as we go into this, victory is not certain. This is EVE Online. We must go into this fight understanding that we could lose our entire supercapital fleet. We must be willing to take that risk in order to achieve victory. Billy was surprised that we took that fight in M2. He kept blubbering on crying in stations about, oh, you know, we didn't think that goons would take it, we just didn't think they'd take the fight. But it should never have been a surprise. We are here to fuck. We have been attempting to get these people in a super capital fight like the one we had the other day in order to do what we did to them, which is to annihilate as much as they have that we can get our hands on. And we're going to do that again today. Whatever happens today, and this is the sort of emotional bit of the speech, but seriously, whatever happens, I want you to all know, I've never been so proud to have the privilege and the honor of leading Goonswarm in the Imperium. In this war, we have the finest team that we have ever assembled in our 15-year-long history. We have seen people from every era of Goonswarm and Imperium history come back to answer the call of the Horn of Gundor to fight in these battles. It's hard to find the words for it, really. Like, this is every time that I get up every day through this war, which has been a very, very long war, and I think of all the people that we could have engaged in this process in order to achieve what we have achieved. We have everyone that we could hope to have is here, is working together on this project, and it is it's kind of emotional. It's very inspiring. But what is allowing us to win this war, what is allowing us to be here 8 months into this at this moment, is the fact that you have the dedication and the willpower to see this through. No one has fought against such incredible odds for so long, and not just survived, but thrived. This organization is a completely different entity than it was in May of 2020 when this thing kicked off, when we deployed the Goonfleet Expeditionary Force to the north, and we uncovered that Test was planning on backstabbing us. We had been working with Test, assuming that, of course, we would, just like in UALX and other fights, be working with Legacy Coalition to attack PanFam, our traditional enemies. But lo and behold, Villy and ProGod are, unsurprisingly, a bunch of fucking backstabbers. We uncovered that in May. We began withdrawing and preparing for this war. And it has been going on for a very long time, and we are still here, and we will be victorious. The puppies have made a classic mistake. They do not understand who we are and why we are different from them. They expected you to break in a matter of months and run, and now They are at our mercy. This is justice. This is what they get for following pro-god legend and Vili. We will make them choke to death on their own Kool-Aid. Now, one of the things about this war and the Blue Donut is puppies enjoy bandwagoning. They thought that if they got 150,000 puppies together, they could defeat us. They bought into their bullshit. Now they're going to pay the price. The smart puppies will quietly wander off and have a family emergency or something, rather than logging into a death trap. For those who choose to stay out of this massacre, we're happy to look the other way as long as they're not part of Legacy's core. Everything, however, everything that logs into our camp today, we will do our damnedest to kill. The enemy is aware that in the last fight we called primaries by optimal range. But in this fight, we may simply delete entire alliances out of spite. We like to keep things interesting. We like to keep the puppies guessing, and it stresses them out. After our victory on the armor timer, there is no question that we can knock multiple Paspi alliances back to the fucking Stone Age and wipe out their entire Titan fleets. We are one united coalition standing against a number of smaller, less organized fleets. We have months and months and months of fighting against impossible odds. If we work together, if we communicate, and we play with maximum skill, maximum dedication, maximum focus, this day will be ours. The Imperium holds the high ground. Tonight, it is win or die. And we will win. Now, it's a wartime speech. We have a bunch of fucking puppies trapped under us. We have a lot of fucking goons. So that means it's a quick speech. That's it. We have work to do. There's thousands of you. Let's get together and kill these motherfuckers. Thank you for coming. Let's get to work.